of the world will be properly shod. That is my intention. Pip, could you fetch me that pile of horseshoes?
Of course, dear Pippa. Where should I put them?
Oh, just find a space somewhere.
I know. If I can just squeeze under this ladder. Oh, damn that black cat. He's going to make me drink.
My Samira! What have you done, Pip? Now all our luck will run out.
Don't talk nonsense.
Children, terrible news. Your father is dead.
Ah.
And so the perfectly knitted sweater of my childhood started to unravel. A few weeks later, we learned exactly what had happened from Mr. Benevolent.
Yes, well, it was all his own fault, really. Bloody idiot, your father. And now he's dead. No loss, really.
It is to us, Mr. Benevolent.
Cowards, eh?
Please, tell us what happened.
Very well. Your father had created a hotel in the Indies made entirely of monkeys.
Monkeys?
Yes, monkeys. He trained them to stand on each other's shoulders and heads and bind themselves together to form a rigid but flexible framework. It was a triumph, this monkey hotel, and then someone opened up a factory right next to it.
So?
So it was a peanut and banana factory. The monkeys went berserk. Your father was torn limb from limb in their frenzy.
But who could have done such a stupid and evil thing?
No idea. Peanut and banana treat, anyone?
The rooms and corridors, once so full of laughter and happiness, now echoed only to the sounds of misery and woe.
Enough of this room. Now let us be miserable and woeful in a corridor. Here we are.
While I and Pippa and Poppy grieved, my mother sank into a melancholy that grew worse each day.
Mama, are you all right?
Quite all right, thank you, Pip. Now run along.
But Mama, you have been sat in this cupboard for 3 days now.
That's because this is the linen cupboard and I'm a piece of linen.
No, you're not. You're my mother.
Fie upon you. I'm not your mother, for I'm a prettily patterned tablecloth and my children are all naughty little napkins. Now leave me. I'm waiting for my husband's return, and he's a terribly dashing double-pleated curtain.
But, Mama, Father is dead.
Yes, I might have quite a wait.
A few weeks later, Mr. Parsimonious, Mr. Benevolent, and Mr. Wickham Postfort, my father's lawyer, paid us a visit.
Your mother is to be committed to an asylum.
No, help me! I am improperly ironed! Mother!
Oh, don't be so nauseatingly sentimental.
Mr. Parsimonious, will you not stop this?
I'm afraid I cannot, Pippa. It is a matter of law, not conscience.
What do you mean?
If I may clarify, the estatement of the deceased deady person, including but not excluding or outcluding all chattels, listingtons, possessionaries, and what we lawyers call stuff, has devolved to the bequestified nominally nominal nominee, nomi nomi nom nom.
What does that mean?
Let me explain. Your father's will makes me your guardian. I control you, your sisters, and all your father's money.
Surely as his heir, it is mine.
Not until you're 18, young Pip.
How can this be so? Mr. Wickham, post forward in fact...
Please, given the circumstances, we can dispense with formality. You may call me sir. I shall, however, bill you for the entire name.
But what does this mean for us?
Pip is to go to boarding school, and you girls will live with me until you're old enough to be married off or sold to a high-class bordello.
Never! I will never leave our home.
Do not defy me, young puppy.
Never! I can never!
Let her run. It changes nothing.
I shall talk with her. I, too, must take my leave, but before I go... Your father was a dear friend to me, young Pip, and I should like you to have this in his memory.
What is it?
My invoice. Good day.
And so I left my home and family and was sent to Britain's most feared school, St. Bastard's. Above the door was the school motto, Orando, flog Orando, by praying, by beating. Fear gripped me. A fear that was suddenly eased by a familiar voice.
Young Pip.
Mr. Parsimonious.
The months ahead will be full of darkness for you. And anguish. And probably some actual physical pain. And so I have come to say good luck with all that. And before I go,